We think it's early for us. It is really early out in Arizona, Eddie. We go over to the Cactus League, which we haven't done yet so far in these shows, and checking in with our old buddy Joe McEwing, third base coach for the Chicago White Sox. Joey, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, Mac. What's up? You're up early.
How we doing? Hope you and your families are well.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice too, man. That's
hey, I just wanted to ask you first out. You mentioned families. Do you remember seeing? You probably remember when Jack Leiter was born, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, and then I was watching. I was watching highlights yesterday. What a great game!
Yeah,
special arms, special kids, special family.
Yeah, it's fantastic to watch,
wild.
Man.
We were talking about that. He's a righty, though. Al didn't pin that right arm behind him. You know, that's okay. I think he can get people out right-handed, left-handed. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's probably a little more saner than his dad as well.
Let's hope.
A conversation might have a straight line to it with Jack. It usually has a bunch of tangents when you're talking to Al, which is one of the beautiful things about it.
Al's an amazing person and a great teammate.
Yeah.
Fantastic, right?
Yeah.
How things going out there with Camp Tony La Russa, huh?
Things are going well. We came in and went right to the ground. Started from zero, not just live on what we did last year, but continue to build on what we're trying to. The ultimate goal is to get to the playoffs and hopefully be the last team standing.
Mac, how is it? A little bit different this year. Last year, I think it was such a strange season, but there was a lot expected of the White Sox. But there seems to be obviously a lot on their plate this year. Everybody expects them to be a special team. Let's put it that way. So, how about the expectations coming into the season, and how you manage that?
I think building up to this, we had a lot of expectations. Planting that seed a couple of years ago during our rebuild is, the process. Everybody wants E before you get to A, B, C, and D. they want E right away. And when we as an organization, we as a staff started building this, at times we may have been undermanned, but we always believe that trying to put the best individuals in position to be successful to win a ball game that day and to continue that process moving forward. And these guys believe in themselves. They believe, they have fun. It's like a family. They've been through a lot together, winning and losing and going through it together. And they have a lot of fun. They go out there, they prepare, they work hard every single day. And it's tough not to pull for the guy next to you when you've been through so much, mm-hmm. The last 5 or 6 years. And you know each other's family. And the beautiful thing about it is they don't focus on individual stats. They focus on winning. And whatever the game calls for that day, they go out and compete and do it.
Joey, we're talking to Joe McEwing, third base coach for the White Sox. It's been a while, and I mean, I don't think anybody would argue with Tony La Russa's baseball acumen, but when you see him step back into the dugout and into the manager's role again for the first time in such a long time, what stands out to you about what he's bringing right now?
The passion and the fire is there still every day. The attention to detail. I mean, from the time he steps into the building to probably the time he lays his head on the pillow, he's constantly thinking about the game and how to give us a competitive edge during the day to give us a chance to win. And just every little conversation you try to learn something from and soak in and absorb and take something out of it. That fire and that will to win is there, and it's amazing. Think about what this man has done throughout his career, Hall of Fame manager, and you know, still has that fire to go out there and compete and want to be last team standing.
Joey, one of the overriding sentiments, you know, when he was hired was how he would relate, you know, to the younger players in the game. So how is that going in your eyes right now? How's that manifesting itself?
It's going extremely well. You know, it's going well. You know, he reached out and had conversations with every individual in the ball club and you know, expectations of himself and expectations of the player. And you know, he said he had to earn their trust and the way he's going about it, the conversations and the way he's prepared, it's been dealt with extremely well.
The White Sox had a good year last year, and Jose Abreu won MVP. You know, he's been a really good hitter for a long time, and I know you know it. But, you know, yeah, winning an MVP takes you to a different level. Even a shortened season, winning an MVP is meaningful. But I feel like he's still kind of one of the hidden, underappreciated players in the game. What would you say to people who, you know, who just haven't seen him a lot?
I would totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I would totally agree with you. He is so underappreciated. I mean, from what he has accomplished and done since the first day he walked through that clubhouse, I couldn't be happier for one individual. I mean, it's the ultimate pro, the ultimate teammate, on and off the field. And this guy's routine is impeccable. From, you know, he's here every day at 6 o'clock and usually the last guy to leave. You know, his routine and the way he goes about his business, the way he plays the game, I couldn't be happier for one individual. You know, and to see the numbers he has put up, he is underrated. I mean, it's 330 and 100 every year except one. And, yeah, you know, to get the MVP, I think, you know, to see how emotional he was,
yeah,
when it was announced, I think it meant so much to him that he was finally recognized by the baseball world.
Yeah, it's
for all
amazing.
The hard work that he's put in.
Yeah, he is a special player, Mac, no question. Joe McEwing is our guest, third base coach, White Sox. And you look at that, the lineup that you have, and again, things have to meld together. But, I mean, that can be, you know, if guys do what they're supposed to do in that lineup, that can be a murderer's row. That's a tough lineup to get through.
You know, we're very fortunate. It's extremely deep. You know, and we all know, you know, how many things have to go right from the first day of spring training to, hopefully the end of October. How many, things have to go extremely well, you know, as far as injuries and you know, the peaks and valleys of a season. And, you know, but we are extremely deep throughout 1 through 9. And, it's fun to, it's extremely fun to go out and watch them compete every day because they grind out at bats. They don't give away at bats. They're in every pitch defensively, and it's extremely nice to be able to sit back and watch.
You know, you have to handle a pretty good pitching staff, and you have Grandal behind the plate. I was wondering, I know Lucroy is there, and I don't know whether he's got a shot to make the team, Joe, but I would assume maybe he does. But that's a pretty good, you know, catching duo maybe that you have behind, you know, to handle a pretty good staff as well.
Yes, yes. We are extremely deep at the catching position. With
Zach Collins,
we have Luke Croy coming in. Mm-hmm. Yes, we got Zach Collins. We got Mercedes and Zavala. And, you know, they've all done extremely well throughout this spring. And you know, we're very fortunate to be very, very deep at the catching position. So that battle for the backup job or possibly third catcher, you know, whatever we as an organization decide to go with.
Deep enough that you could handle the loss of James McCann. What are Met fans going to look forward to about him?
Yeah, I love Mac. The ultimate pro, on and off the field, a leader in the locker room, someone who connects with every single guy in the clubhouse. And, you know, not just the staff, position player-wise, you know, we call it observation analytics. You know, if you go in with a game plan and, you know, you see what may possibly work when you're warming a guy up or how he's feeling and when you're going through the first couple pitches, inning of a game. And if that isn't working, you have to deviate to plan B. And I think he does an extremely amazing job at navigating the staff and a game. And, you know, I really, really enjoyed my time with Mac and, a good friend, and we still communicate often. And I'm happy for himself and his family, and you got a true pro.
Yeah, you detailed exactly what he's been for the Mets. You know, right? Lindor has kind of taken the camp by storm simply because he's that kind of guy. You know, he's energetic, yeah. And he kind of takes over, and he's a leader, and he kind of knew that. But McCann has been the same thing, more quietly, Joe. But he's obviously got the pitching staff in line and shares information with them and shares hitting stuff with other guys as well, too. Albert Almora Jr. was telling me, you know, I said, who do you look to for advice hitting-wise? He said, I go to James McCann. I said, not Lindor or whatever. He said, no, yeah. I go to James McCann. It's interesting that...
you know, he's the ultimate pro. And like you said, it doesn't need to be exposed out loud. It's quietly and... Mm-hmm. That's the way he goes about his business, and it's somebody that you want in a foxhole with every day, and you know he's an ultimate pro. And thank you for getting Lindor out of our division.
He was a pain in the butt, huh?
Yeah.
No, I mean it's someone you respect so much, you know, from the other side, just. Watching him play the game and the way he goes about it, and what I love the most is the smile and the fun and joy he has playing this game, because it's lost a lot nowadays.
Yeah,
yep. No, you're right.
Joe McEwing, third base coach for the White Sox. I want to get you to shed a little light for some fans on another player that you have a little history with. And I know you haven't worked with him a lot closely, but you managed, if I remember right, you managed Aaron Hicks in the Arizona Fall League. Is that correct?
Yes.
Aaron Hicks.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, he's a guy who, and we've talked about him a lot, he's a guy who has shown flashes for various reasons. It's never all really come together. He's showing some signs that, like, you know, if the Yankees are going to go far this year, he has to have that year. He has to put it together. You've always been one of his big believers, though, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I remember conversations we've had, you know, over the years of, you know, when he came up. And you know, it kind of goes back to the comment earlier where everybody wants E before you go to A, B, C, and D. And, you know, the process and you know, some individuals, some players, it clicks right away. And then, you know, others, it takes time for them to learn themselves, learn the league, and you know, having Aaron as a young prospect in the fall league, he was with Minnesota at the time, and you know, I remember maybe the second game of the fall league, it was a runner on first, two outs, and he hit a one hop bullet to first baseman tagged the bag, and he took like three steps and turned to the dugout and came in. And I said, I said, Aaron, just, you know, come sit next to me the rest of the game, you know. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, you know, finish the play, run it out, finish it out. And he goes, well, I was out. Like, I said, I know. I said, you know, but there's 30 scouts here, 30 clubs here. You know, that's not what you want to perceive yourself as a player, as an individual to be. So I said, just sit down, you know, just enjoy the rest of the game here next to me. And then, you know, you And then you'll be out there tomorrow. And he thanked me for it. And you know, and we've had a really good relationship since then. And I couldn't be happier for him. You know, the success that he has had, you know, in New York in a tough environment. And you know, the contract that he did get, I'm extremely happy for him.
Nice way to deliver a subtle message.
Yeah.
Way to go, Mac. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't hold grudges. You don't, yeah, you know, yeah. It's just, no, exactly. It's a conversation that yeah. that needs to be had. And you know, and at the end, he thanked me for it. And, yeah. you know, that goes a long way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Joe McEwing is our guest. You know, Sweeney and I were talking about, as we often do, get down to aces, Jacob DeGrom with me, Garrett Cole with him. You have a guy at the top of your rotation that really doesn't have to take a back seat to anybody either. Tell me a little bit about Giolito and how he kind of blossomed in particular last year.
You know, Gio... Again, I couldn't be happier for one individual. The growth that has come over the last couple of years from when we traded for him and with Washington, you know, and to see the progress, the process continue to play out, you know, and what he has become as one of the possible elite pitchers in the game, and he's kind of done that over the last 2 years and continues to do that. When we first got him, you know, struggled with command of the strike zone with all three pitches. And, you know, over winter 1 year and, you know, if something would happen during the game, it would continue to snowball to where, you know, it would just – some small would be 4 or 5 runs and then look up and not know what happened. And I think mentally that's been his biggest change that has proved his success on the mound, you know, to be able to slow it down, shut it down right away and continue to move forward without the exterior distractions. And, you know, he's made some huge adjustments in his delivery and his pitch shapes that, you know, over the last 2 years has proved his success and proved that he can be one of the top starters in this game. And mentally, physically, he's ready to take that on.
The ace will take you far, but I got to imagine, especially in 2021, when you're talking about ramping up again, everybody's worried about how to get these extra innings. I have to think acquiring Lance Lynn might have been the most important thing for you. Because, I mean, this guy has a history of eating innings, and that's what everybody's looking for this year.
Yes, agreed. Agreed. And Lance is a proven workhorse. You know, there was a stat yesterday where it was 35 consecutive starts where he had over 100 pitches.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. That's
amazing. And, you know, here Lance is, you know, a workhorse, a proven veteran that's going to take the ball every fifth day and compete. I mean, from the time he walks through that door to his last pitch, he's focused, he's locked in, and he's ready to compete. And that's what you want out of your starters. And he's a true pro and a quality veteran.
Hey, one guy I wanted to ask about in your bullpen, he's got a great future ahead of him. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to fit in, but that's Kopech, who's been hurt, and I know he's had some problems as well, maybe maturing, but there's a lot of talent there, Joe. And how's he looked so far, and how's he coming along?
He's looked amazing, Eddie. He's looked Michael's in an amazing place right now. He's in a great place mentally and physically. And it's showing every time he goes out there and takes the ball, you know, and hopefully the plan is to have him in our bullpen for the beginning of the process of the season and see where it finishes at the end of it, you know. But here's here's a guy that, you know, three plus pitches and you know, that touches 100 and extremely talented, and we're very thankful that he's with us.
So, Joey, I need you to do me a favor. I don't know what the I don't know how we're going to be able to navigate our jobs this year. We're still doing Zoom press conferences. I don't believe there's going to be any clubhouse access early on. But the White Sox come to Yankee Stadium in May, third week in May. I don't know if I'll get a chance to sit in the dugout pregame with you and chat with you or anything like that. So when you get out to that third base coach's box, my press box seat is first row on that third base side. So I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand up and wave, and that's going to be how we see each other this year. Is that okay?
It's kind of upsetting because I really enjoy it personally to have our conversations but I will definitely throw a shout out up top and across the river to you, Eddie C.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I miss you, man. Miss talking to you.
Miss you guys. Miss you
guys. You too, Joey. Yeah, listen, good luck, and I'll see you. Well, I'll look at you, I'll wave at you in May, and maybe I'll see you in the ALCS or something like that later in the season. Sound good?
Much success, and all the best to you and your family.
You too, Joey Mack.
Thanks, Mack.
Joe McEwing, third base coach for the Chicago White Sox. Yeah, you covered him as a player, and I got to know him a little bit when he played with the Mets as well and in the years since. And yeah, I'd forgotten, actually, like he came up with Tony La Russa. So there's with the Cardinals. So there's a strong relationship there.